You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the country sound of Whiskey Dawn and their debut CD, Dear Nashville. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the band Whiskey Dawn and their debut CD, Dear Nashville. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's lead singer, Troy Ferris, regarding the debut release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is Whiskey Dawn with the title track of their debut CD, Dear Nashville.
No, I didn't take the easy road of the past laid out for me. I guess smoky bars playing old guitars is where I'm supposed to be. And it may be a long line, but as far as I can see, it's worth a shot to see what I've got tonight. That's why I'll sing, dear Nashville, where everybody says I need to be, where so many have gone to follow their dreams. Dear Nashville, I'm looking for a place where I belong, and I'm asking you to find a home for this song. Dear Nashville, believe in a country boy like me, make my way to Tennessee. There's a loneliness you carry that can bring you to your knees, 'cause not everyone could understand the need to chase a dream. And I know that it's a long shot, and there ain't no guarantee, but I know everything's gonna be alright as long as I believe in. Dear Nashville, where everybody says I need to be, where so many have gone to follow their dreams. Dear Nashville, I'm looking for a place where I belong, and I'm asking you to find a home this song. Dear Nashville, believe in a country boy like me, and help me make my way to Tennessee. Standing on the stage and looking out into the crowd as the bartender rings the bell. Got one more song in me. Maybe I've got one more song.
That was Whiskey Dawn with the title track of their debut CD, Dear Nashville. Visit the band at their official website, www.whiskeydawn.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's lead singer, Troy Ferris, regarding the debut release, and here's how the interview went.
Fantastic CD, guys, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the finished work?
I'm sorry, Brian, I'm losing you real quick. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that last part. What did you say?
Well, it's a great CD, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh, we're very happy with the way the CD turned out. That was our first release, and we are in the works on our second project right now, and we feel like we're stepping up the game the second time around, too. So as much as we're proud of that first album of ours, we're really looking forward to the debut of our sophomore album. It'll be coming out by the end of the year.
I see. And who all did you work with in terms of production for this debut of yours?
For Dear Nashville, we worked with Lonnie Peterson. He's based out here in California. Actually, now he's living in L.A. again, been working. But it was just a really low-key, great organic process for us. It's all of our band on instrumentation, and, everything's done, through the band members and in the same studio with the same engineer. And, it's just a really organic process for us. So that is definitely a representation of who we are down to the core, that first project.
And have there been any reactions to this first album that have surprised you at all or didn't expect?
I'm sorry?
Have there been any reactions to this album that have surprised you or didn't expect?
When we wrote the album and we really, we just recorded it, wanted to have something to sell to our fans and, our music people to hear, we didn't expect that it would provide all that it has, all that's come from it, to be honest with you. Everything's been a shock to us. It's got us opening up for, we opened for Faith Hill last year and did a stretch with Randy Travis and the Randy Rogers Band, done shows with Dierks Bentley and Lady Antebellum, and just, really, it's done more for us than we had ever expected.
And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it start?
I guess it started 15 years ago. I went to high school with Jeremy Hughes and Mike Cook, my two best friends. They play in the band. Mike plays bass and Jeremy plays guitar and sings. And we just have always been like musical soulmates. Before we ever had an idea of starting a band, we'd always play guitar and sing together. And when we hung out, I guess it just, was a bright idea one day that let's start a band. That's how it all began.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. What sort of got you going in this direction? Music, I mean.
I don't think I had a choice, to be honest. You got to blame my mama for that one.
I see.
It was George Strait every Sunday, Randy Travis. We just grew up, music was constant in the home, always. From Bob Seger to Creedence Clearwater to whatever, but country was always the mainstream in the family, and I always had a soft spot for it, for the sad songs and all that sappy stuff, and it's really all I've ever wanted to do, and I guess, I didn't really have a choice because I fell in love with it so early on in my life. It's really all I've ever wanted to do. I was just exposed to country music, and I never wanted to do anything else.
It's one thing to pick up a guitar and start playing, but it's a whole other thing to get into songwriting. So at what point did that begin?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I can't answer that either. I've always I've always loved to write, and I've always, I love the words. Jeremy's sitting next to me, he plays guitar and sings harmonies, and he's all about the music. He could care less what the song's about. And that's all it is to me. It's like if the song could give me the goosebumps or make the hair rise or, I've always been so in love with that concept that, there's a point in the song where you'll hear something that'll physically move you, it really gets your emotions flowing. And I guess I just made it a personal goal to see if I could accomplish that in any way, via my own writing. And, it's just kind of been a progression, but it's something I'm passionate about, something I love, and getting a little better at it over the years. And I'm hoping that my music can have that effect on people the way it had its effect on me when I was growing up.
Talk about the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this whole thing work.
you're giving me carte blanche to talk about my band?
Hell yeah.
All right. All right. See, yeah, well, that bleep button you can push every time I hit a profanity. I mean, okay, I'm driving to Reno right now with Mikey and Jerry, my two best friends, and they're both a lot smarter than me. You know, everyone in the band, you know, really, you know, it's really good guys, got their heads on straight, you know, really talented at what they bring individually to the band. It's like, Jeremy's a phenomenal singer and guitar player, and he finds harmonies I couldn't create, you know, my wildest dream. Mikey's such a solid, he used to play lead guitar in the band, and we had a shift in our lineup, and I asked him to learn bass, and there, you know, a month later, he's playing flawless bass, you know, and getting creative and doing all these wonderful things. Just so talented that it's really hard to fail with these guys on board. And we met Donnie and Kevin, the drummer and our guitar player up in Reno, which is where we're heading right now to meet them. We got a show in Quincy tomorrow, so we're kind of just getting up there, getting prepared. And they were just, in my opinion, the two most talented guys out of the entire Reno circuit. You know, there's hundreds of bands up here in this area, and Kevin was the best drummer I've seen, and Johnny was the best guitar player, and when the time was right, I asked them both to jump on board the Whiskey Dawn train, and they were both willing, and it just seemed like serendipitous, I guess, like it was meant to be. So, and really what it's about, we just get along so well. You put us all in a band together, we travel around, and it's like nothing but laughing and goofing off and making music, and we just always have a good time. There hasn't been a single bad moment or fallout amongst any of these members of this band. And I think that's part of our success as well. It reflects on stage, and our fans see how close we are as friends.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
You know, it always starts with an idea. You know, I do the bulk of the songwriting for the band, and I'll just have a concept or an idea that'll be floating around in my head, and I usually wait till it's materialized. I'll sit down with a band member or on my own, and once I have a good hook, you know, I'm trying to get this message across, and I get a verse and a hook down, I'll present it to the band, you know, and record it, guitar and vocals, and send it out. People start working up their parts to the song. That's when Jeremy goes to work on harmonies, and everyone gets creative with their own, where we can take the song. But it really is a group process, because once the lyrics are down, we get in a room, and we just try things 100 different ways to try to get the feel out musically. You know, whatever emotion we're going for lyrically, we try to represent musically, get there the best way, be as creative as possible. And having such talented musicians on board makes it really easy. But I would say it always starts with some crazy idea I have in my head and trying to get out a verse and a chorus right off the bat and seeing where it goes from there.
Visit the band at their official website, www.whiskeydawn.com. From their debut CD, Dear Nashville, here is Whiskey Dawn once again with Horizontal.
Them beers and sucking down shots. It could have been the Jack, might have been the Bane, should have been there, it was quite a shame. I spent the day horizontal, cause I spent last night on the bottle. When I drink too much, I get real proud, never see me turning down around. I spent the day horizontal, we were drinking them doubles one by one. Peeling beer labels just for fun. Katie might have gone a little too far when she jumped up and started dancing on the bar. Spent the day horizontal, cause I spent last night on the bottle. We came in as the sun came up, crawled into bed, then you know what. Spent the day horizontal. I spent Saturdays out on the town. High is getting down. at 2:45. Had a pretty young thing lying next to me. I thought I ought to get up, but you know what I hear? Nothing cures a hangover like a nice cold beer. Spent the day over Sino, 'cause I spent last night on the bottle. It was a hell of a day, but when the day was done, I would have known we could have had so much fun. Spending the day over Sino.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got it in my soul,
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the September Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun and their CD, Scars and Bars. Based in surroundings as unassuming as the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation, Nake Nulawaun is set to turn the music industry on its ear with pulsating tracks such as Heavy, Always on My Mind, and Heart is on Fire.
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts born on the bass. Hot when I rock, hate, see the scorn on their face.
Scars and Bars from Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at Facebook.com and keep your eyes open for their new CD, The Definition, at Amazon.com.
Resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast you can't domesticate. Estimate I'm great. Well, let's
With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
We're just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Whiskey Dawn and their new debut CD, Dear Nashville. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's lead singer, Troy Ferris, regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
What songs off of this album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I guess right now it'd have to be Dear Nashville, the last track on the album. It's sort of about the journey of the musician trying to make his way to Nashville to get the big deal, to get the mainstream ear. And that's what we're doing now. There's lyrics in the song that we wrote years ago that apply even more today than they did back then, about it being the long road and not giving up and not giving up on your dream and what you're trying to accomplish. So right now that rings very true to us. We're hopping on a plane Monday and flying out to Nashville and gonna show Nashville what California country is all about and what we've been working so hard for all these years creating out here on the West Coast. But Whiskey Dawn, the self-titled track of the album, that's done more for us than anything. That came from a real dark place. For me personally, I got out of a 9-year relationship when I started this band, and Mikey got out of a 7-year about the same time, and we wrote that song together. So I'm sure there's a lot of our heartache in that song, and that's actually the song that people resonate with most. We've found that out over the years. So Whiskey Dawn is our little golden child off that album.
And you earlier you said that you've already started working on your sophomore album. What hints can you give anybody about it?
I would say that it's more of the same. We're known for our tongue-in-cheek, upbeat songs that bring a lot of energy to the show, and that's balanced with our really heartfelt emotional ballads. So we're kind of a dichotomy that way. We go extreme in the fun, I guess Brad Paisley-esque vein of tongue-in-cheek, funny, upbeat tunes, and then we go to the real other end where we get really in touch with ourselves and the emotion we're trying to convey, and we really have really strong ballads, love and loss and all of that. So you're going to get more of the same on the sophomore album, but I feel like the writing's improved. I know that the musicianship has improved. Everything's gotten better, so I'm really hoping to blow people away. They're going to get the things that they like, only at a new and improved, more professional, and just more experienced level. We're really bringing our whole arsenal to the table this time and laying down some great tracks. Not to mention, I've been writing out in Nashville with some great writer friends of mine. Christy Osmondson, who's part of Bombshell, signed to Curb Records. I've been doing a lot of writing with her on this album. So I've been broadening and exposing myself to better writers, better than myself, at least, and known in the industry who had hits cut before. And so it's really making this, a project we're very proud of, something we're really getting behind, and we just can't wait for it to be complete and show the world what it is.
Well, back to the Ugly Stepchild first album. What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this first album?
I'd like them to see how much fun. The album's fun. You know, half the songs are going to be fun songs. And that's what we are. When you meet us, we're just always goofing off. We have a great time. We're honky-tonkers. You know, you don't expect it out here in California, but, I mean, we are. We've been playing for years. Every fair, bar, festival, casino, everything, you know. And we've been hustling out here and paying our dues for a long time because we love it. We love the party, the playing, the crowd, the people, the music. So we want them to feel that when they listen to the album. We want them to take that away. They'll get a little bit of insight. So these are fun, kind of funny guys. And but we love music. You know, we wait for that song that gives you the chills on the back of your neck, makes your hair stand up. Because that's what music's all about to us. It's like, it's either got to make you move and make you happy or just make you feel, you know, to your core. And that's what we tried to do with that first album. Tried to find that balance. So I want people to see the fun side of us, but also respect our ability to write these, you know, these deep emotional songs that people can relate to. We're not a one trick pony, I guess, in that way. We like to tap into all aspects of country music, all the things that make country music great, the party songs and the love songs and the sad songs. So, you know, we just want to be, I don't know. We want people to give it a shot at least. If anything, they can use it as a coaster afterwards. You can sell it back. I'll give you your money back. That's not true. I'm not going to give you your money back.
Visit the band at their official website, www.whiskeydawn.com. From their CD, Dear Nashville, here is Whiskey Dawn once more with, well, Whiskey Dawn.
I used to think there's no such thing as love. 'Cause tell me, where's your proof? But now the only proof I need is 80 strong and in front of me. When your memory's on the loose, so many times watched you drown. But like an old friend, you keep coming around. Do you remember we used to greet the dawn, singing and swaying to a love song? But now I see the sunrise through bloodshot eyes, and it's another whiskey down now that you're gone. You used to look at me with those eyes of amber green. I could see their color in my glass of whiskey. So I take them in like I did back then, and I'm high on the way they hit me. As I drift away and my vision starts to blur, the only thing I can see clearly is her. Do you remember singing and swaying to a love song? But now I see the sunrise through bloodshot eyes. It's another whiskey down now that you're gone. Now that you're gone, I'm so alone. And are we just way beyond sorry? And I've made this bar my second home. And I'm not like you're right here next to me, but it couldn't be. Do you remember we used to greet the dawn, singing and swaying to a love song? But now I see the sunrise through bloodshot eyes.
And it's another whiskey down now that you're gone.
Do you remember we used to greet the dawn? Singing and swaying to a love song.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Troy Ferris of Whiskey Dawn and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
But let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.